Well, you know, we're an industry who's a group of fighters, and with all the challenges that we've seen here on the river, from canker to hurricanes and the devastation caused by greening, you know, we're still blocking and tackling and working hard to save this industry. I've talked about the cost share programs that are out there for people to replant, to remove some of the disincentives for replanting, the progress that we're making in Washington on changing the tax treatment for replanting that takes away yet another obstacle to helping us save the production chain, and talking about, you know, our abandoned grove removal projects. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. It's too early to tell for sure whether our bactericides are all that we hoped that they would be, but there is a sense out there that they are working well. And, you know, we're just going to continue to fight every day to save this industry that means so much to the east coast of Florida and, frankly, means so much to all of Florida.
Do you want to take a shot at the orange crop forecast?
No, only to say that I hope Elizabeth Slow.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.